You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Have mercy. I'm hitting the street and patting my feet to the beat because it's reet. And I'm getting down to the round sound that's coming from uptown. It's time to hit the after hours joint with a pocket full of nickels, baby, and a heart full of soul. You have entered Rosie's juke joint. We're heading right to the juke in the back. It's an old Rockola juke full of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. And this week, the juke is jumping once again with 78 RPM records from the Chess label out of Chicago. We're keeping the big beat jive alive with part five, busting down that dough for 1954. That's right, for the next hour, we're just going to focus on Chess's most significant releases from 1954. It's part five on the Juke in the Back's feature of Chess Records. And the real theme of part five, 1954, is that the homegrown talent really brought it home this year. Little Walter, Muddy Waters, Willie Maben. They dominated the releases and were able to score national hits. Also this year, Chess Records finally has a major vocal group, the Moonglows. They come over from Chance Records, sign with Chess, and immediately start having hits. And you know, Leonard Chess always liked to sign the seasoned blues veteran. And he does so again in this year as we see releases from Jimmy Witherspoon and Lowell Folsom. Both cats already way on in their careers, but still able to record great music. So let's get this week's Juke in the Back started with a cat who truly was dominating the Chicago blues scene, Little Walter. His electrified blues harp playing set the new standard for Chicago blues. By 1954, Walter Jacobs had already had four charting records. Two of them were double-sided hits. One of them, Juke, went to number one at the end of 1952, and two more records went to number two. And we're going to kick this week's show off with You're So Fine, another record that stalled at number two. What kept it out of the number one spot, you might ask? Well, it was none other than Big Joe Turner with Honey Hush. I mean, Little Walter's tough, but he ain't the boss of the blues. You're So Fine was recorded on July 23rd of 53. It was released in December of 53 and hit number two at the end of January of 54. It remained at number two for 2 weeks, but just couldn't dislodge Big Joe Turner. But it's kicking off this week's Juke in the Back. Here's Little Walter and his Jukes with You're So Fine.
All the time. Well, and I got a girl, she's fine and brown. What I like about her, she's mine, oh mine. She's so fine. Yeah, she's so fine. You so fine, pretty baby. Let me love you all the time. We'll be right back. myself to death. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't want nobody else. You so fine. Yeah, you so fine. You the fine, healthy thing. I want to love you all the time.
Oh, look at my queen all dressed in red. Heiko, Heiko, Hande. I bet you $5 she'll kill you dead. Giacomo Pinane. Talking about head now, head now. Heiko, Heiko, Hande. Giacomo Pino, Hande. Giacomo Pinane. Giacomo Pinane, talking about head now, head now. Heiko, Heiko, Hande. Giacomo Pilo, Handande. Giacomo Pilale. Talking about head now, head now. Heiko, Heiko, Hande. Giacomo Pilo, Handande. Giacomo Pinane.
Better today as Iko Iko, thanks to the big hit from the Dixie Cups. But the original title of that tune was Giacomo. Though Sugar Boy Crawford, the cat who recorded it, said that he was actually singing Chock-a-mo, C-H-O-C-K. Leonard Chess misheard it and labeled the record as Giacomo. That was recorded sometime during 1953 down in New Orleans, probably at Cosimo Matassa's studio. Leonard was getting more into that New Orleans sound, and he would sign more New Orleans artists as time went on. Giacomo by Sugar Boy and his Cane Cutters was issued on Chess Records subsidiary Checker Records in February of 54 and has become a New Orleans classic, especially around Mardi Gras time because it's about two Mardi Gras Indian tribes. Signifying. Up next, as we take a look at Chess Records 1954, here in part 5 of the Juke in the Back, it's a stone cold classic. the biggest hit from Muddy Waters. I'm your Hoochie Coochie Man. The first 78s that were issued on this one labeled Coochie as with a K, but they soon changed that on the next run to how we know it today, Coochie with a C. The basic structure of the tune was written by Chess bassist and A&R man, Willie Dixon, and he took it to Muddy Waters in the club. Between sets, they worked on the tune together, so Muddy Waters had quite a lot of input as to how this record sounded. They recorded it on January 7th, and it was rush released later that month. Little Walter is on harp, Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Willie Dixon on bass, and Fred Bello on the tubs. In March, it hit number 3 on the national charts, and as I said, became Muddy's best seller. In 55, Bo Diddley would rework the tune as I'm a Man, and then Muddy Waters would rework that as Mannish Boy. I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man has quite a lifespan and is still highly regarded today. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. Some great signifying in this record. Here's Muddy Waters and his guitar with Chess number 1560. I'm your Hoochie Coochie Man.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here. Well, you know I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man. Everybody knows. I got a black cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand, then the world will know the Hoochie Coochie Man. But you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 day, on the 7 month, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know, yeah.
My baby, you're
always be my friend. Oh, baby, I feel tears coming in my eyes. Tears coming in my eyes. If I don't leave now, baby, I'm going to break down and cry. Trust your love again. Oh, baby, I never trust your love again. Well, you said you'd be my honey, my sweetheart until the end. Got my heart aching 'cause I love you so. Things putting down, I can't stand no more. Miss me when I'm gone. Oh, baby, you gonna miss me when I'm gone. Oh, baby, you gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Little Walter back on the scene and back on my 78 RPM record machine, trying to wax it and keep it clean, baby. That's Oh Baby, recorded on February 22nd of 54. It was released in March, and come May, it topped out at number 8 on the national charts. David Myers is still on guitar, but Lewis Myers is out. Replacing him on that record is Robert Jr. Lockwood. Little Walter was really having a great year in 1954. He charted 4 records. Up next, Muddy's back again to follow up I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man as checker number 1571. Willie Dixon wrote this one as well. And it was originally called and issued as Just Make Love to Me. But we know it today as I Just Want to Make Love to You. Recorded on April 13th, it was issued in May, and it hit number 4 nationally in June. Muddy Waters and his guitar with one of the biggest hits of his career, Just Make Love to Me. And I love that you can hear his fingers snapping at the beginning of this one. Listen closely, baby. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the juke in the back as we feature Chess Records 1954.
I don't want you. Slave. I don't want you to work all day. I don't want you to be true. I just want to make love to you. I don't want you to wash my clothes. I don't want you. I don't want your money too. I just want to make love to you. your mane, that I could love you, babe, until the crying shame. I don't want you cook my bread. I don't want you to make my bed. I don't want you because I'm sad and blue. I just want to make love to you. 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 Love to you.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Pamela Isabel. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
Miss Rosa here, keeping the tubes warm and the drinks cool at the Juke in the Back.
I can rock you all night long. Yes, they call me the rocker. I can rock you all night long. I can let you down easy, but I think your money gone. I can rock you easy. Don't want you to hesitate. I can rock you easy. Don't want you to hesitate. Let you down easy like a jelly on a plate.
Down on East Key, West Memphis. I know my friend Timmy Howley. Stop at Lewis's place.
Shake, it don't mean a thing to me. Some twist in the shakes don't mean a thing to me. I'm a hip shaking dad, I can shake like a willow tree. They call me the rocker, I can really rock a while. They call me the rocker, I can really rock a while. You're the real gold mama. Don't let me think your style.
Howlin' Wolf, or you can just call him Rockin' Daddy. Released in May of 54 as Chess Number 1566. A true Wolf classic, baby. And it was the first time he actually recorded in Chicago for the Chess Brothers. The session took place sometime in March. Remember, previously, he had been recording with Sam Phillips down in Memphis, and Sam was just selling the masters up to the Chess Brothers in Chicago.
You can hear a lot of fancy bass work going on throughout that record because, of course, it's the accomplished Willie Dixon playing bass on that one. Before coming to Chess, Willie had already had a pretty sizable career as part of the Big Three trio for Columbia Records. He was a great bass player, an amazing songwriter, and indispensable to the Chess Brothers. He would, however, have a little disagreement with the Chess Brothers in the late 1950s, and Willie would go off to work for Cobra Records. But right now, we're focusing on the glory years of Chess. It's the Juke in the Back's Chess Records Part 5, featuring 1954. What a year, and things are going so well that Chess Records relocates to a bigger space. They open up offices at 4750 South Cottage Grove. Now, there was enough space in this new office to open up a little studio in the back to record demos. Did they record more than demos in that space? They would say they didn't, but the local musicians' union was watching closely to make sure that they weren't recording in that space. Because if they did, that would be against union rules. Just between me and you, baby, they were recording records in that space. However, the sound quality was not great. You got much better sound quality recording at Universal Recorders. And Little Walter's back again with checker number 799. Recorded on July 14th, issued in August, and hit number 8 in September. Guitar-wise, David Myers is either joined by Robert Jr. Lockwood or Luther Tucker on second guitar. We're not quite sure who it is, but this is a fantabulous record. Here's Little Walter and his Jukes with You'd Better Watch Yourself.
You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself, 'cause I've got my eyes on you. You can steal my love and go away, but don't tell me you'll see me another day. You got to watch yourself. You got to watch yourself. You got to watch yourself, 'cause I've got my eyes on you. Watch yourself, 'cause I've got my eyes on you. I give you all my money, everything too. A fine Cadillac, tell me what you gonna do. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. You got to watch yourself, 'cause I've got my eyes on you. Well, the people all talking all over town. Say you don't love me, you're gonna let me down. You got to watch yourself. Watch yourself. You gotta watch yourself, 'cause I've got my eyes on you. Tell me what's the matter, what you gonna do? Well, you're gonna quit me, then you say you're through. Watch yourself. Watch yourself. Better watch yourself. Better watch yourself. Better watch yourself. You better watch yourself. Watch yourself. You better watch yourself, 'cause I've got my eyes on you.
Thank you. I love to see her walking down the street. She always dresses so nice and neat. You never know what it's all about. Great God Almighty, when the lights go out, you can use your imagination. You'd still be far behind. There is nothing in creation like that girl, that girl of mine. I love to hold her when she talks that talk. I love to watch her when she walks that walk. And if I pet her when she's trying, walks that walk. And if I pet her when she's trying to pout, great God Almighty, when the lights go out.
The great Jimmy Witherspoon, When the Lights Go Out. Eddie Chambly is blowing that mean tenor sax on that one. Lee Cooper is on guitar. Lafayette Leak, who would later play with Chuck Berry, is tickling those ivories. Willie Dixon on bass and Fred Bello on the tubs. Witherspoon made a name for himself in Jay McShann's band in the mid-1940s. As a solo artist, he's best known for Ain't Nobody's Business on the Supreme label, but Jimmy also recorded for Downbeat, Modern, and Federal Records before coming to Chicago to the Chess Brothers. Sure, he hadn't had a hit in years, but Leonard and Phil Chess believed in Jimmy Witherspoon, and I'll tell you, his Chess recordings are some of his best. That was issued as Checker number 798. But let's get back over to the parent label now. Here's Chess 1579. Muddy Waters and his guitar are back, baby. Recorded on September 13th, released in late September, and charting as high as number 4 in October. Another Stone Cold Muddy Waters classic. I'm ready.
I shoot tombstone bullets, wine, balls, and chain. I'm drinking tea, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball start a fire. Oh, I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope. I know you feel like I ain't no way, but stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. I prove to you, baby, that I ain't no swell. Because I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me.
With some more blues signifying on I'm Ready. I can't overstate what a big year 1954 was for him. Hoochie Coochie Man, Just Make Love to Me, I'm Ready. But the thing is, as time goes on, as 1955 creeps around and rock and roll starts to become the fashion, blues cats like Muddy Waters are going to have a harder time getting records on the charts and on the radio. Up next, we have another rhythm and blues veteran, guy who had been making records since 1946, Lowell Folsom. The Chess Brothers had been waiting for Folsom's contract to expire with Swing Time Records. And as soon as it did, they set him up in Dallas to record a couple of sides. This one has become a total classic. Elvis would record it in 1960 on his Elvis Is Back LP. It was recorded on September 27th and issued in October. In December, it hit number 4, Lowell Folsom and Reconsider, Baby.
Thank you. your mind. You said you once had loved me, but now I guess you have changed your mind. Why don't you reconsider, baby? Give yourself just a little more time.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and hearken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're going to hear a pretty cool record by a cat who was born with the name Isaac Saxton Carey Toombs, better known as Sax Carey. Did he play the saxophone? Why, yes he did, along with the guitar, but on this record he plays piano. Go figure. Sax Carey had first recorded for the States label in Detroit before the Chess Brothers brought him to Chicago. Sax Carey wasn't on Chess subsidiary Checker Records for very long. On this record, he dreams about how cool it would be if all the big DJs from around the country played his record. He calls them out by name. Al Benson in Chicago, Dewey Phillips in Memphis, Alan Freed, the Moondog out of Cleveland, and Papa Stoppa out of New Orleans, just to name a few. It's a cool record that you'll never hear on the radio today. Here's this week's Great 78, Checker number 803, Sax Carey with Disc Jockey Jamboree.
Now the Moondog and Papa Stoppa gave a party down in New Orleans. And man, that was some shindig, the best I've ever seen. Now they got their friends from far and near to hire a hot jazz band. But the only song that the band could play was Miss Nelly, Let Me Be Your Man.
Miss Nelly, Miss Nelly, Miss Nelly, Let Me Be Your Man.
Now they played that tune about 10 times and Gene Noble started to cry. If I had to spin that tune in Nashville, I think old Coolheart would die. Now Joe Ray and Jack Terrell both seem to agree. Although the song was mighty good, it just ain't the tune for me. Now Spider Burks and Ernie Wade, they took a liking to the band. Them cats are hot and can really blow, why they should be in demand. Now Peter Potter thought the band got hotter each time they played that song. And Mr. Blues told Jack the Cat he was glad he came along. Now Jackie Jack told Zena Sears he wasn't a bit impressed. And Sam Evans told Maxie Wax that he thought the band should rock. But Dewey Phillips was getting his kick watching the drummer play. And Larry Dean was kind of disgusted. He didn't have nothing to say. Now Al Benson started to sing, and Okie Dokie joined in. And everybody bust out laughing when the G came chirping in. Then Mary D got to bobbing with Robin, and Bristol directed the band. And everybody started singing, Miss Nelly, Let Me Be Your Man.
Miss Nelly, Miss Nelly.
Now Symphony Sid had his tape machine, recorded the whole affair. And all those cats were spinning that jam, spinning it on the air. From New York to Frisco, Chicago and all over the land, the hottest tune on any show is Miss Nelly, Let Me Be Your Man.
Miss Nelly, Miss Nelly, Miss Nelly, Let Me Be Your Man. Nelly, Miss Nelly, Miss Nelly, Let Me Hold Your Hand.
I buy you sodas and honey cake, and everything is grand. Miss Nelly, Miss Nelly, Miss Nelly, Let Me Be Your Man. Nelly, Nelly, sweet loving Nelly, Nelly, Let Me Be Your Man.
I'm Bobby the Bobcat, and I'm flowering with Matt the Cat on the Chicken the Bat.
Bop, bottle, 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 bottle,
bottle, bottle,
bottle,
oh yeah. I'll do anything for you. Please say you'll be mine.
One of the most beautiful records to come out of the rhythm and blues scene of the 1950s, The Moon Glows with Sincerely. They were one of the lucky groups that was championed by DJ Alan Freed. He got them signed to Chicago's Chance Records. They recorded some great sides for Chance, but sales were slow and there was no chart action on those Chance releases. As Chance owner Al Sheridan was looking to close down the label, Alan Freed had no trouble getting Leonard Chess to pick them up. By the way, that's Al Sheridan, the same guy who married Evelyn Aaron when she sold off her stake in Aristocrat Records to Leonard Chess back in 1949. It's a small world. The Moonglows were Harvey Fuqua singing baritone, Bobby Lester and Pete Graves singing tenor, and Prentice Barnes holding down the bass. Harvey Fuqua was the main songwriter, but he had to share songwriting credit with Alan Freed. This was a form of payola where the DJ is getting songwriting credit, thereby receiving publishing royalties every time the record is played on the radio or sold in stores. Sincerely was issued in late October, and on the 22nd of January 1955, it hit number one for 2 weeks on the National Rhythm and Blues chart. It crossed over and got a little bit of airplay, but soon the McGuire sisters covered it, and they took it to number one on the pop chart. Sincerely came out on Chess number 1581, but in order to get more airplay, they devised a plan. They'd come up with another group and release those records on Checker. That other group was Bobby Lester and the Moonlighters. But really, it's still the Moonglows. In November of 54, Checker 806 came out. Shoo Doobie Doo, My Lovin' Baby, as by Bobby Lester and the Moonlighters. That record failed to chart, but the Moonglows would score numerous hits throughout the decade and become one of the most influential rhythm and blues vocal groups of all time. Let's jump to Checker 805, another one from Little Walter and his Jukes. This one, Last Night, was recorded on October 5th, released in November, and it hit number 6 in December of 54. Have you noticed the revolving roster of guitar players on Little Walter Records this year? Well, now at this date, David Myers is out. There are no more Myers brothers playing guitars on Little Walter Records. He is replaced by Robert Jr. Lockwood and Luther Tucker. We still have Willie Dixon on bass and Fred Bello on the tubs with Little Walter blowing that blues harp. Here's Last Night.
Last night I lost the best friend I ever had. Now you've gone and left me. That make me feel so bad. Well, now it's early in the morning and my love is coming down for you. I want you to tell me, baby, what are we gonna do? Tomorrow, do you tell me every day brings about a change? I'm gonna wait till tomorrow. Do you tell me every day brings about a change? Crying shame.
Little Walter, the most consistent chess hitmaker of 1954, with Last Night, a big number six from December of 54. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed part five of our multi-part series on chess records. This was 1954. We'll return again next week with part six and 1955. I hope you'll join me. And until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's go out with a number seven record from December. It's the final charting hit for Willie Maben. He had scored two number ones in 53 with I Don't Know and I'm Mad. Here he is closing down the Juke in the Back with chess number 1580 and Poison Ivy. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side next week. Bye-bye.
Now, cat, don't touch that gal there, please. You'll get wasted, not to your knees. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I'll do. But I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over you. Every day when I shave, when my house coat, two men have to hold me or I'll cut my throat. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Well, I bought me a blade, one that I could afford. Too long to be a knife and too short to be swole. No, I don't like to brag, I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Smart with my knees. Now he wears his lines and rest in peace. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over you.
bad. Don't claim to be strong. I just like to keep bad people from doing me wrong. No, I don't like to brag. I don't like to say what I do. But I'm like poison ivy. I'll break out all over ya.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.